You are listening to the Life Boss Podcast, episode number 9.
Welcome to the Life Boss Podcast, where it's all about real people getting more money, more freedom, and more fun. And now your host, Jason Capital.
Hey, how the hell are you doing? Hope you're doing amazing. It is so beautiful outside. I'm actually walking while I record this podcast here in Puerto Rico. It's probably 80 degrees, low humidity, very sunny. I have a lot of lizards and trees around me. It's beautiful. And man, I hope the lesson I'm going to share with you here today on this podcast is also beautiful for you. I think it should be. That is my hope. It's very personal to me. It's something that literally just happened that I think could be of use for you. So you know how I roll. No fluff. Let's get right into it. So here's the story. It's March. Today's March 8th, 2021, as I record this for you. And the month of February, so last month, was tough. It was tough for me and a couple of my directors, our sales team, largely because of things outside of our control. Basically, as you know, we do a lot of our sales inside of Instagram. We like to chat with people. It's really personal. It's people like it. They're comfortable with it. They don't have to get on a phone call and so on and so forth. And we had not one, not two, but three periods of time in February where Instagram totally glitched out on us and the entire team. So all our sales stuff gone, can't do anything. All the people messaging us, we can't see their messages. New people messaging us in the request tab, we can't get to the request tab. All the conversations we were having with people already disappeared, gone. And not for like an hour, it doesn't glitch for like a day. It would glitch for 4 to 5 days at a time. So we lost somewhere between 30 and 40% of the month just to glitches. And that is, I try not to think about it. I get so fucking pissed. It like hurts in my gut. That is really expensive. Hundreds of thousands of dollars lost, put it that way, right? For things that I can't control at all, just fucking glitches on Instagram. And the reason the glitches are happening, it's not random. If you're on Instagram or Facebook Messenger, you've probably seen they've been merging the two, right? So they're merging Instagram DM with Facebook Messenger, and they have 2 billion users plus, and they're rolling out this merge. And as it's happening, it's just creating all these unintended consequences and these glitches. And unfortunately, our account, probably, I think it's largely because of the volume that we do, just got hit with the fucking glitches. You know, if you're like a normal Instagram person and you don't have a business on Instagram, when it glitches, you're like, well, that's annoying. And then you kind of move on. But for me, it's a big part of our business, right? And that's a really important lesson for me, by the way, about not having any single points of failure in the business. And that actually is relevant to what I'm going to share with you today. So anyways, I'm by a lake right now, and there's a giant, scary looking fish swimming right next to me. Looks like he has teeth. Anyways, focus, Jason. So we had these glitches. We're losing all this money. We're all freaked out and pissed about it. And that was February. And so we finally got it fixed at the end of February. And we're all excited to, you know, we're going to crush March. We're going to make up for the lost time in February. We're going to crush it in March. And second day of March or something, another fucking glitch, right? Another glitch. And I'm just like, I got into that phase for like a moment where you're like, there's nothing I can do here. You know, you ever been there where you're like you just give up. You're like, there's nothing. You give up. There's nothing you can do. And so I was in that phase for a little bit. And then I was like, dude, what do you mean there's nothing you can do? Like, shut up. Like, what are you, one of those people? And I was like, shut the fuck up. Of course there's something that you can do. And the distinction I want to lay out for you is learned helplessness versus radical resourcefulness. Just plant those two ideas in your mind. I'm gonna come back to those in a second, right? And so I'm like, you know what? There is something I can do. And so I had heard that Instagram had been rolling out a beta group with certain people where they would let you basically use a chatbot on your Instagram. Now, I don't use chatbots. We don't use a bot for really what we do. If you've ever chatted with us, it's real people. It's really me and my team that are talking with you. I don't like bots, especially when people pretend like it's not a bot. Bots can be useful, but I like the personal, I like the transparent, the authentic, and so on. So I wouldn't use a bot on Instagram for a bot. I would use it because when you have a chatbot connected to your Instagram, you don't chat with people on your phone. You do it from your laptop inside the bot interface. Like you log into bot.com and you get all your Instagram chats on the computer and you can chat with them there. And that means that you are, this is going to be technical, but that means that you are then plugged in at the API level of Instagram instead of the user level. The user level, think of it like the shallow level, where if glitches happen, the user gets fucked. But at the API level, which is deeper, you're kind of operating at the same level that the programmers at Instagram are operating at. And so you don't really see the glitches. And so in my mind, I'm like, if we can get a bot attached to Instagram, and we're at the API level, we have a total like workaround against glitches, and we will actually be protected, right? And so I did a ton of searching on Google. I found some contacts, and I just started mass messaging people on LinkedIn who were either the contacts or people who knew the contacts, just trying to get in touch with fucking anybody about this. Here's the good part of the story. After a few days of this, mass messaging people I didn't know and getting in touch and this and that, my account just got approved for Instagram. Bot, we're up. What's happening, right? It's literally today, Monday. I have a call in like an hour to finalize it and actually get it live. And so we will be glitch-free and we'll be able to do exactly what we want to do and won't have tech issues stopping us anymore. So that's really, really exciting. We still won't use a bot. We're still going to have real people talking. That's what we do, but we'll be glitch-free, right? And here's the I said before, right? Radical resourcefulness versus learned helplessness. See, these are two states that people often find themselves in. And unfortunately, for most people, they find themselves in learned helplessness, not in radical resourcefulness. What is learned helplessness? So learned helplessness is exactly like it sounds. It's the state most people, unfortunately, operate out of. It is a state where an attitude where they believe things are outside of their control. There's not much that they can do. The universe is working against them. The world is working against them. The world has it out for them. The 1% has it out for them. Everyone's got it out for them. It's never their fault. They criticize others because they feel helpless and they can't do anything. They tend to criticize others, condemn others, moralize on others. They tend to they reject themselves instead of letting other people reject them. All these things. They don't really try, right? They'd rather be a spectator than an athlete. And that's most people, right? But it doesn't, like, no one's born with learned helplessness. It's a term that Dr. Martin Seligman coined, meaning you're not, like, no one was born thinking they can't make a full-time income from their phone or their laptop, right? You learned that you couldn't do that. Someone had to tell you that at some point or tell you that it was bullshit or something, and then you had to buy into it and believe it, and so you learned that you couldn't do that. And there's a lot of things probably in your life that you've learned helplessness for. Let's talk about the reverse. Radical resourcefulness. What does this mean? It means there's always a way. There's always a fucking way, right? And see, when glitch after glitch after glitch happened, and I'm like counting the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I'm losing, I am stressed, I am frustrated, I am out of control, and when these quote unquote bad things happen in our environment or around us, it's very easy for that to throw us into a state of learned helplessness. And that's where I found myself. Remember, I was like, man, there's nothing I can do. That's fucking learned helplessness talking. It's not you. It's not who you really are. And so when you're in that state, though, of learned helplessness or chaos or fear or stress, you tend to lean in a state of learned helplessness. But like, you just have to remember that it's a learned thing. It's not real. The same way you learned it, you can unlearn it. The same way you learned it, you can learn something else, like radical resourcefulness. And so once I remembered that, I was like, well, of course there's something you could fucking do. And then I made a list. And this is what I recommend to most people. Just make a list. Like, not that you're going to do all of these things, but what are all the things that you could do? So I was like, well, what are the things I could do? Right? Not I'm going to do them, but what could I do? I could fucking find Mark Zuckerberg's address, stalk his house. Not going to do that, but I could. I could find out people close to him. Probably not getting in touch with any of them, but I could try. I could find the person who's in charge of DMs at Instagram. I could try that. I could reach out to my contact at Facebook and see if they can help me. I could change my entire business and stop using Instagram and use something completely else. Not that I don't think there's an easy solution for that, but that's something I could do. Or I could do some research on this IG beta thing and then pull strings and call in favors and do whatever I need to do to get approved for that group, right? And there's probably more stuff I could have done, but there's always something you can do. Pick the best one on that list and go. Doesn't work, go to the next one. That is radical resourcefulness. There is always a way. Radical resourcefulness is a radical belief that there is always a way. And it is radical because if you told most people around you that there is always a way they could find to achieve the things they want to achieve, they would look at you like you're smoking crack or you're on acid or shrooms or you're on both, right? They think you're fucking crazy because they have learned helplessness. And when learned helplessness meets radical resourcefulness, they don't get along. Learned helplessness hates radical resourcefulness because when they're in that helpless state, they're looking at an image, which is the other person, who is holding up a mirror, reflecting back to them all the things that they could do but have decided they aren't able to do. You as a radically resourceful person are just reminding them of all the things they can't do or they've told themselves they can't do. And radical resourcefulness people don't understand learned helplessness people because they're like, dude, what are you talking about? There is so, like, people are like, I can't do it. It didn't work, blah, blah, blah. They're like, what is wrong with, like, what, I don't even, you're speaking different. There's so many things you could do. You have like a punch card with like 1,000 different things that you could do. You've punched 3 of them and you're like, I'm done. There's nothing I can do. And I'm like, you have 997 other things on your punch card that you could try. What are you talking about? So they don't understand each other. And so like when you meet people, like that's what's happening. That's what it is. And no one wants to talk about this because we live in a culture today where victimhood is a virtue. Everyone's competing to see who's the neediest, who's the biggest victim, because that's the one that we should reward, which I obviously completely disagree with. But I mean, when I see that stuff in the culture, like quote unquote, the culture, there is no culture. That's just an idea. It's a story. You don't have to buy into it, right? I don't. So, but let it be. Let it do whatever it's going to do. It's not really my problem or your problem, right? And so, to put a bow on this thing, let's wrap this up because it's actually really hot out now. It was so beautiful at the start of this podcast, Jason. Now you're hot and sweaty and you want to go into air conditioning, right? Well, just, I know you probably have something tough in your life right now. Your life, your business, something. Maybe it's a technical issue like I was dealing with. Maybe it's a relational issue. Maybe it's a health thing. Maybe it's a business thing. Maybe it's stress and bills piling up. Who knows what it is? I want you to remember that there is always a way and there is always something that you can do. I want you to remember to live in a state of radical resourcefulness versus learned helplessness. Not just for yourself, but because when you operate out of a state of radical resourcefulness, think about the example you are setting for your family, for your partners, for your kids, for your employees, for the world. That's why you fucking do it. Okay? And so the first step sometimes is like just sit down, make a list. Like not that you would, but what are all the things that you could do if you wanted to? And let your brain start dreaming and brainstorming and brain dumping all those things. Sometimes it's good to clear your head, go for a walk, change your state, and just start remembering all the power, all the tools, all the resources that you do have to achieve this thing that you have set out to achieve. Do not compromise on your outcomes and the goals that you've set for yourself, but be willing to compromise on the method that you've decided will get you to that outcome, because maybe that outcome, that method isn't working, so you need to change the method. That's all, right? As we say on Team Capital, be stubborn about the outcome, fluid about the method, okay? So hope you got a ton of value out of this one. I love you. You smell really, really good today. Not that I know, but I'm just guessing, and I will see you soon. Peace. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, my team and I are looking to work closely with a few more podcast listeners like you who want to earn an extra $3,000 to $4,000 per month from home by typing messages on their phone. If you'd like more details, go to my Instagram at Jason Capital and message me the word podcast so that me or my team can send you all the details. Just go to my Instagram. It's at Jason Capital. Message me the word podcast in the direct message and we will send you all of the details. We'd love to work closer with you in Money Boss. See you there.